Első origótípusú beszédértéstmérő vizsga. A következőkben két idegen nyelvű szöveget fog hallani. Mindkét szöveget háromszor hallgathatja meg. Minden meghallgatást szünet követ. Kérjük, hogy kövesse a feladatlap utasításait. Most olvassa el a feladatlapon az első szöveghez tartozó kérdéseket. Az első szöveg első meghallgatása következik.
Set 1, Task 1. Robots.
Will robots take our jobs? And why are we obsessed by that?
When robotics first came onto the market, it was about replacing human labor, so that's been the assumption. When any robot is introduced, it's about replacing people. Social robotics as a whole research discipline has been about a very different paradigm, which is about partnership. It's about robots that can support and collaborate with people. Jibo is not being designed to replace anyone or anything. Sometimes people talk about, it's going to replace my dog. It's not about that. Jibo creates a different kind of relationship.
What is Jibo?
Jibo breaks down barriers for people uncomfortable with tech gadgets by feeling much more like someone than a something. Jibo can make you feel warm and easy. In my research at MIT, we've put together very sophisticated humanoid robots, you name it. But when you create that experience for people, that familiar, warm experience, people respond to it. I think Jibo has an appeal across a much broader demographic.
And who do you think Jibo can help?
Jibo is about supporting the family, supporting those who help care for the family, doctors and nurses. Helps make the whole human and technological network stronger, and better able to serve human values. That's the big value add of this kind of technology, and that's certainly where my heart is, because certainly as a parent, I completely understand the value and importance of the human connection and human relationships. And we have human responsibilities to each other. Technology should not be mitigating that or interfering with that. We want technology to really support that.
We've had warnings from many saying that artificial intelligence needs some regulation. They're concerned about this robo-apocalypse happening. So talk about that, please.
I think in terms of the robo-apocalypse, we love that theme. Throughout our stories, our legends...
Movies.
In many ways, it's a tool that we use as a culture to ask the question, what does it mean to be human? I really think it stems from that. So whether it's aliens or killer viruses or robots, it's that otherness that pushes up against our humanity. Robo-apocalypse is a short-sighted way to see this problem, because we should not be afraid of everything that we have little knowledge of. Robots, for example, had existed in science fiction long before we actually had the technology to build them. We tend to reject anything that we have never met before.
Most egy perc áll rendelkezésére, hogy a feladatlapon szereplő kérdésekre a válaszadást megkezdje magyar nyelven. szöveget még kétszer fogja hallani. A meghallgatások után 3-3 perc áll rendelkezésére, hogy a feladatlapon szereplő kérdésekre válaszoljon. A második meghallgatás következik.
Set 1, Task 1. Robots.
Will robots take our jobs? And why are we obsessed by that?
When robotics first came onto the market, it was about replacing human labor, so that's been the assumption. When any robot is introduced, it's about replacing people. Social robotics as a whole research discipline has been about a very different paradigm, which is about partnership. It's about robots that can support and collaborate with people. Jibo is not being designed to replace anyone or anything. Sometimes people talk about, it's going to replace my dog. It's not about that. Jibo creates a different kind of relationship.
What is Jibo?
Jibo breaks down barriers for people uncomfortable with tech gadgets by feeling much more like someone than a something. Jibo can make you feel warm and easy. In my research at MIT, we've put together very sophisticated humanoid robots, you name it. But when you create that experience for people, that familiar, warm experience, people respond to it. I think Jibo has an appeal across a much broader demographic.
And who do you think Jibo can help?
Jibo is about supporting the family, supporting those who help care for the family, doctors and nurses. Helps make the whole human and technological network stronger and better able to serve human values. That's the big value add of this kind of technology, and that's certainly where my heart is, because certainly as a parent, I completely understand the value and importance of the human connection and human relationships. And we have human responsibilities to each other. Technology should not be mitigating that or interfering with that. We want technology to really support that.
We've had warnings from many saying that artificial intelligence needs some regulation. They're concerned about this robo-apocalypse happening. So talk about that, please.
I think in terms of the robo-apocalypse, we love that theme. Throughout our stories, our legends...
Movies.
In many ways, it's a tool that we use as a culture to ask the question, what does it mean to be human? I really think it stems from that. So whether it's aliens or killer viruses or robots, it's that otherness that pushes up against our humanity. Robo-apocalypse is a short-sighted way to see this problem, because we should not be afraid of everything that we have little knowledge of. Robots, for example, had existed in science fiction long before we actually had the technology to build them. We tend to reject anything that we have never met before.
harmadik meghallgatás következik.
Set 1, Task 1. Robots.
Will robots take our jobs? And why are we obsessed by that?
When robotics first came onto the market, it was about replacing human labour, so that's been the assumption. When any robot is introduced, it's about replacing people. Social robotics as a whole research discipline has been about a very different paradigm, which is about partnership. It's about robots that can support and collaborate with people. Jibo is not being designed to replace anyone or anything. Sometimes people talk about, it's going to replace my dog. It's not about that. Jibo creates a different kind of relationship.
What is Jibo?
Jibo breaks down barriers for people uncomfortable with tech gadgets by feeling much more like someone than a something. Jibo can make you feel warm and easy. In my research at MIT, we've put together very sophisticated humanoid robots, you name it. But when you create that experience for people, that familiar, warm experience, people respond to it. I think Jibo has an appeal across a much broader demographic.
And who do you think Jibo can help?
Jibo is about supporting the family, supporting those who help care for the family, doctors and nurses. Helps make the whole human and technological network stronger and better able to serve human values. That's the big value add of this kind of technology, and that's certainly where my heart is, because certainly as a parent, I completely understand the value and importance of the human connection and human relationships. And we have human responsibilities to each other. Technology should not be mitigating that or interfering with that. We want technology to really support that.
We've had warnings from many saying that artificial intelligence needs some regulation. They're concerned about this robo-apocalypse happening. So talk about that, please.
I think in terms of the robo-apocalypse, we love that theme. Throughout our stories, our legends...
Movies.
In many ways, it's a tool that we use as a culture to ask the question, what does it mean to be human? I really think it stems from that. So whether it's aliens or killer viruses or robots, it's that otherness that pushes up against our humanity. Robo-apocalypse is a short-sighted way to see this problem, because we should not be afraid of everything that we have little knowledge of. Robots, for example, had existed in science fiction long before we actually had the technology to build them. We tend to reject anything that we have never met before.
Kérjük, hogy olvassa el a második szöveghez tartozó feladatot. A második szöveg első meghallgatása következik.
Task 2. IKEA experience. I visited IKEA today in Glasgow, the first time in 10 years. When I last came here, it was with a girlfriend and her son. We collected the trolley at the beginning. I say trolley, I mean pallet truck or large airport bag roller. We walked down the human river, being swept along the white flooring, with directional arrows that let you know that you absolutely must not turn around, even if it were possible, which in fact, it is not. Scandinavians love pine furniture, apparently, and especially the flat-pack self-assembly kind. It certainly has convinced thousands, if not millions, who were not very successful at woodwork at school, that they too are capable of home improvement. In most aspects, this shop is self-service. From loading your flatbed trolley as you shop to the self-service checkout where you unload it. As you pass items for sale, you feel a fool if you do not pop them into your trolley, because the flow is so strong and you could never, like a salmon, swim back upstream to reclaim them. This is why my trolley became laden with so many packs of light bulbs or a bespoke IKEA CD rack. I once tried returning some energy-saving light bulbs mid-shopping, because I realised my folly, but became so disorientated by the overwhelming counterflow that I completely failed to find the right shelf and returned to my partner demoralised and exhausted, as if I'd just spent a week lost in the Amazonian rainforest. It must be the same for everyone, though, and this is probably why the shop has done so well. The pressure of the shopping situation leaves little room for considered buying, and you're vulnerable to the IKEA slogan of buy now, regret it later. Now the internet has revolutionised us, as you need not leave your armchair to order your week's food shopping. At least in IKEA, it is still do-it-yourself. However, you are not a unique snowflake. You're a drop in the ocean of similar home improvers, all channeled to the checkout. Finally, as if a reward for following all the arrows correctly, we arrived in the calm oasis of the restaurant, which serves the best meatballs in Glasgow. A significant enough reason to brave the IKEA Rapids again, but perhaps only in another 10 years.
Most fél perc áll rendelkezésére, hogy a feladat megoldását megkezdje magyar nyelven. A szöveget még kétszer fogja hallani. A meghallgatások után egy-egy perc áll rendelkezésére, hogy a feladatot megoldja. A második meghallgatás következik.
Task 2. IKEA experience. I visited IKEA today in Glasgow, the first time in 10 years. When I last came here, it was with a girlfriend and her son. We collected the trolley at the beginning. I say trolley, I mean pallet truck or large airport bag roller. We walked down the human river, being swept along the white flooring with directional arrows that let you know that you absolutely must not turn around, even if it were possible, which in fact, it is not. Scandinavians love pine furniture, apparently, and especially the flat-pack self-assembly kind. It certainly has convinced thousands, if not millions, who were not very successful at woodwork at school, that they too are capable of home improvement. In most aspects, this shop is self-service. From loading your flatbed trolley as you shop to the self-service checkout where you unload it. As you pass items for sale, you feel a fool if you do not pop them into your trolley, because the flow is so strong and you could never, like a salmon, swim back upstream to reclaim them. This is why my trolley became laden with so many packs of light bulbs or a bespoke IKEA CD rack. I once tried returning some energy-saving light bulbs mid-shopping because I realised my folly, but became so disorientated by the overwhelming counterflow that I completely failed to find the right shelf and returned to my partner demoralised and exhausted, as if I'd just spent a week lost in the Amazonian rainforest. It must be the same for everyone, though, and this is probably why the shop has done so well. The pressure of the shopping situation leaves little room for considered buying, and you're vulnerable to the IKEA slogan of buy now, regret it later. Now the internet has revolutionised us, as you need not leave your armchair to order your week's food shopping. At least in IKEA, it is still do-it-yourself. However, you are not a unique snowflake. You're a drop in the ocean of similar home improvers, all channeled to the checkout. Finally, as if a reward for following all the arrows correctly, we arrived in the calm oasis of the restaurant, which serves the best meatballs in Glasgow. A significant enough reason to brave the IKEA Rapids again, but perhaps only in another 10 years.
A harmadik meghallgatás következik.
Task 2. IKEA Experience. I visited IKEA today in Glasgow, the first time in 10 years. When I last came here, it was with a girlfriend and her son. We collected the trolley at the beginning. I say trolley, I mean pallet truck or large airport bag roller. We walked down the human river, being swept along the white flooring with directional arrows that let you know that you absolutely must not turn around, even if it were possible, which in fact, it is not. Scandinavians love pine furniture, apparently, and especially the flat-pack self-assembly kind. It certainly has convinced thousands, if not millions, who were not very successful at woodwork at school, that they too are capable of home improvement. In most aspects, this shop is self-service. From loading your flatbed trolley as you shop to the self-service checkout where you unload it. As you pass items for sale, you feel a fool if you do not pop them into your trolley, because the flow is so strong and you could never, like a salmon, swim back upstream to reclaim them. This is why my trolley became laden with so many packs of light bulbs or a bespoke IKEA CD rack. I once tried returning some energy-saving light bulbs mid-shopping, because I realised my folly, but became so disorientated by the overwhelming counterflow that I completely failed to find the right shelf and returned to my partner demoralised and exhausted, as if I'd just spent a week lost in the Amazonian rainforest. It must be the same for everyone, though, and this is probably why the shop has done so well. The pressure of the shopping situation leaves little room for considered buying, and you're vulnerable to the IKEA slogan of buy now, regret it later. Now the internet has revolutionised us, as you need not leave your armchair to order your week's food shopping. At least in IKEA, it is still do-it-yourself. However, you are not a unique snowflake. You're a drop in the ocean of similar home improvers, all channeled to the checkout. Finally, as if a reward for following all the arrows correctly, we arrived in the calm oasis of the restaurant, which serves the best meatballs in Glasgow. A significant enough reason to brave the IKEA Rapids again, but perhaps only in another 10 years.
Munkáját köszönjük, és kérjük, tegye le a tollat.